Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, as the Financial Action Task Force week-long meetings end in Paris today, all eyes will be on the FATF's president's briefing on the outcomes of the plenary. This is after India has made a strong case against Pakistan's non-compliance in curbing terror funding in a bid to get the neighboring country blacklisted following the Pulwama terror attack by the Pakistan-based terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed. An FATF blacklisting might lead to the downgrading of a country by multilateral lenders like the IMF and the World Bank. Now, amid this intense global pressure to rein in the terror groups following the Pulwama attack, Pakistan on Thursday has banned the 2008 Mumbai attack mastermind Hafiz Saeed-led Jamaat-ud-Dawa and its charity wing Falah-e-Insaniyat Foundation. According to the spokesman of the Interior Ministry of the country, the decision was taken during a meeting of the National Security Committee, chaired by Prime Minister Imran Khan himself at his office on Thursday. Now, at the international level, the powerful United Nations Security Council on Thursday strongly condemned the February 14 terror attack in Kashmir and underlined the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, and sponsors of these reprehensible acts of terrorism accountable and bring them to justice. The 15-nation body includes China as a permanent veto-wielding member that has in the past blocked India's bids in the Security Council Sanctions Committee to designate Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar as a global terrorist. Now, back at the home turf, Congress chief Rahul Gandhi is also holding his own in the aftermath of the attack and now has set up a task force on national security to prepare a vision paper for the country. The task force, which is led by Lieutenant General D.S. Hooda, the commanding officer of the Northern Army Command who oversaw the much-lauded surgical strikes against terror camps in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir in 2016 after the Uri attack. The task force will be a mix of experts looking at former diplomats, former military personnel, and also those who served in the police in Maoist areas, Hooda told News 18, adding that the report will initiate the debate on national security issues in India. Now, amidst all this, the Supreme Court is set to hear an urgent plea on the attacks on Kashmiri students in the country that has been on the rise ever since the attacks in Pulwama took place. The top court took note of advocate Colin Gonzalez's submission that the plea must be heard urgently as it is related to the safety of thousands of students across the country. Leaders of several parties have also rained concerns on the spate of attacks which even spurred an exodus of nearly 1,000 Kashmiri students from cities like Dehradun. Now, JNK National Conference leader Omar Abdullah has hit out at the Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the other end over his silence on the matter. While talking to the reporters on Thursday, Omar Abdullah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is currently on a visit to South Korea, wants detractors of a train to be punished but says nothing about people targeting innocent Kashmiris. He further added that he clearly has his priorities wrong. Right, with this, we quickly have a look at some of the top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. Now, outrage continues to pour out over the Supreme Court order issued in the past week, which will lead to the forced eviction of more than 1 million forest-dwelling families across 16 states. The Communist Party of India on Thursday demanded that the government issue an ordinance to protect all tribal and traditional forest dwellers from eviction following the order. The party, in a statement, has claimed that Adivasis were being punished for no fault of theirs, but because of the utter failure of central and state governments to implement the law. The order comes in a case filed by wildlife groups questioning the validity of the Forest Rights Act, which concerns the rights of forest-dwelling communities to land and other resources. The plea in the case had demanded that those whose claims over traditional forest lands are rejected under the new law be evicted. Now, the hearings in the Kulbhushan Jadhav case at the International Court of Justice concluded on Thursday as Pakistan delivered a final salvo and accused India of maintaining double standards. Pakistan further said that the accusation against the country lacked any evidence. 48-year-old Jadhav, who is a retired Indian Navy officer, was sentenced to death by a Pakistani military court on charges of espionage and terrorism after a close trial in 2017. India on February 20 had questioned the function of Pakistan's notorious military courts and urged the ICJ to annul Jadhav's death sentence, which it said was based on extracted confession. The ICJ reserved its verdict in the case following the conclusion of arguments, and the court will now announce its verdict on the dates decided by both the parties. The stage has been set in Uttar Pradesh with Bahujan Samaj Party and the Samajwadi Party finally announcing the seat arrangement for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Now, Bahujan Samaj Party will contest from 38 Lok Sabha seats in the state, while the Samajwadi Party will contest from 37. The two alliance partners announced on Thursday. The parties had earlier decided on an equal partnership and said they would contest on 38 seats each. But the Samajwadi Party now has given away one seat from its core to accommodate the Rashtriya Lok Dal, which has been pressing for a minimum 3 seats. Meanwhile, in another blow to SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav, his father, the Samajwadi Party founder Mulayam Singh Yadav, on Thursday expressed his acute displeasure over the alliance. He said that it was I who bagged 42 seats when I went on to become the defense minister of the country. But today, we are contesting only on half the seats. It's my son who has forged this alliance. Had it been me, things would have been different. The remarks comes days after the SP Patriarch created a stir in the parliament, saying he wished the Prime Minister Narendra Modi returns to power. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.